Welcome to Teaching Our Kids the Bible. I'm Dale Fincher. In this lesson, I have something for you to do. We previously talked about translations, but here's something for you to do to get started right away. I want you to find Psalm chapter 23. Find Psalm chapter 23. And I want you to look at two different translations. So if you need to go to Blue Letter Bible, or Bible Gateway, or find your favorite Bible app, if you don't have the physical Bible on your shelf with these different translations. I want you to choose three different translations. Try the King James Version, try the NIV, New International Version, and try the Message. Get those three, and at dinner time or lunchtime, when you're hanging out with your kids, tell them you're going to read Psalm 23. It's only 6 verses long. It was written by David, Psalm 23. Open it up and say, I'm going to read 3 different translations of these same verses. And when we read them, at the end of the first one, I want you to answer a question. What did you notice? Can you tell me one thing you noticed that jumped out at you when I was reading this? Have your different kids answer just one thing. One simple thing. Doesn't have to be profound. Doesn't have to be long. Try to put it together in one sentence. Then read another translation. Ask them the same question. Anything new jump out at you? Did you notice anything? Did you notice the part that jumped out at you before when you read it this time? Did it have more meaning to you? Did you, or does it sound the same? And then go on to the third one and ask the same questions. What jumped out at you? Anything new in this? Something that jumped out at you before? Does it sound refreshed or sound clearer this time? And that little exercise will do 2 things for you. One, it'll let you know how your kids are hearing the scripture and perhaps choose a good translation for them as you go through this. The other thing is now your kids are interacting with and talking about the Bible with you in the family. And that's the whole point, isn't it? They're beginning to get into the story. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, or I don't need a thing. It means the same thing. What does it mean for the Lord to be our shepherd? If he is the shepherd, what does that make us? What do shepherds oversee? They oversee sheep. That must mean I'm a sheep. I'm a sheep. Okay. Well, what does the shepherd do for the sheep? He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He leads me in the path of righteousness for why? For why? His name's sake? What does that mean? He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name, for the sake of his name. Huh. My walk in righteousness shows other people God's good reputation. Fascinating, isn't it? We usually don't think about that. We run over that verse. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that sounds like a scary place, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Why do I fear no evil? Because you are with me. It's like going into a dark place with the greatest ninja, or a whole team of ninjas, or a whole army of ninjas. I could walk through this scary place because all the ninjas will go, take care of everybody for me, no big deal. Well, God's a greater ninja than that. He has all power in heaven and earth. You are with me in the valley of the shadow of death. Your rod, your staff, shepherd's tools, they comfort me. Just looking over, there's no enemy right now, but you have all the tools and all the power to protect me. Isn't that a wonderful way of looking at the scripture? Your kids can start talking about it. You can work that into the vocabulary of your life when you tuck them in at night to say, hey, the Lord is my shepherd. I'm so glad he's my shepherd. I'm so glad he's our shepherd. What are you afraid of today? You're afraid of what somebody's thinking about you at school. You're afraid of what a friend has done. You're afraid of losing something. You're afraid you're not going to know what you need to be when you grow up so you can take care of yourself. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? God is with me. He will lead me. He will guide me. He will help me see. In due time, it will be well. And we all sleep more soundly as a family because of it. So that's your assignment. Psalm 23. Check it out.